Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 134 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX, and today we are hanging out and we are discussing everything glorious with the people's hero, Mr. Johnny Zero.
VexX, my brother.
The Bee Gees, brother, man.
Dude, man, you should just use that as your...
As the entrance, that should be the official one.
Yeah. For right now, yeah. You should turn it down.
All right. Let me explain this to the people in podcast land. We were out at a rock and roll show tonight, myself and Mr. Johnny Zero.
Real concert, yes.
Good times, right? Mm-hmm. I'll turn you up a little bit there, John. You talking?
Yes, sir.
There you go, buddy.
There you go.
So we went to a show, and we're coming back, and then we got into a dissertation or a discussion about Skid Row, of all things.
Yep.
We were discussing, hey, what's up with Skid Row and Sebastian Bach and Bluesdy Bluesdy Bop? So what do you think, brother?
I think that Sebastian was. I like Sebastian Bach. I've been told that I'm like him, but I never met the guy.
Okay.
And his personality, so the guy, he always seems funny to me. I always like him, but I didn't understand why his, the band isn't back together or whatever. And you hear things, and I don't know the guy personally or anything like that. But my former drummer played with them or something like that, or whatever. I don't know. But it all happened around the same time as Boyz II Men, and that.
Well, no, we were home at that too. So Boyz II Men. I'm about to say in the car. Boyz II Men. I remember being a teenager, and they were so motherfucker famous, right? That I was like, they're African American. They're fantastic vocalists. Mm-hmm. This R&B thing seems to never be going away. They will be famous for their entire lives. Mm-hmm. And before the 2000s showed up, they were poison. They couldn't sell out concerts. They just vanished into nothing. One of the members quit. He had sickle cell or something of that capacity. So, like, I don't know, man. I thought they were bulletproof. And then the other one that I thought was bulletproof, and then we'll talk about this for a while, Sebastian Bach was 6'5". He was fucking good looking. He could sing his fucking balls off.
Genetically created rock star.
Right? And then Skid Row was fucking kicking arrested by the late 90s. Like, it's a thing. Like, their big fucking break or their comeback was when Kiss got back together and let them open up a few shows.
Well, that but was only a favorite of Ace.
Exactly. And an opening does not a career make.
No, I understand it, but they're part of the crew from Trouble Walking. And
see, what you're saying makes no sense to me, but keep going.
Well, Sebastian Bach sung background vocals on Ace Frehley's Trouble Walking album with Richie Scarlett and Peter Criss involved, and it's cover the most underrated record of the 80s, in my opinion. But it doesn't have that big single. It's just like each song is really good. But anyway.
All right, bear with me. We're going to go live in 1 second. You like to get warned for that, so hold on a second.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Facebook Live. This is episode number 134 of the Vex on Vex podcast. Currently, you're not on camera, Johnny Zero, but I'll put you on momentarily.
Okay.
So, Johnny Zero, say hello to the people. You are the guest here today on the Vex on Vex podcast.
Hey,
what's
guys,
up, brother, man?
Thanks for having me.
And what we were saying between us, oh, I'm messing this up every time there. Johnny, be on camera for a minute.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I didn't know
it's
going to be on camera.
Oh, my God. So, we were saying that when I was a kid, in my opinion or my estimation, it looked like Sebastian Bach was going to be famous forever. Because, like you said to yourself, genetically built rock and roll star.
He's like, it was like drafting a quarterback or a pitcher or something.
He still can sing like an angel.
And he's still great.
And right before the pandemic, briefly, there was a texting conversation between Skid Row and those members and Sebastian Bach about the possibility of actual reuniting. Where they would go and they'd play 10,000 and 20,000 seaters.
Now, I did hear about this, but I don't know everything that you do.
Well, no, there's not much to it. It broke off because, like, instantly, not unlike hanging out with perhaps your ex-wife, and she gets under your skin, and she makes you angry. That's what happened with them. So they were like, we're good. We don't want to hang with this dude right now. Yeah. So that's what happened. Thoughts on that, Johnny Zero?
I couldn't. I don't have any thoughts on it. Everything you said was the truth. I understand it. You know what it reminds me of? If everything, I don't know all the stories, but like when David Lee Roth, remember the time they go up to get the
VMAs, 96.
VMA, yes, thank you.
Now, you know what's a little weird about that, though?
What happens in that fucking elevator ride?
Well, no, I know what the story is. Like Eddie had a version. Do you want to hear what that is?
Yes.
All right, hold on. We'll switch back. My face is all close and shit.
I'm a horror show. Keep the camera off me.
Whatever. Not about you. It's about me. So,
okay.
Here we go. Eddie says they get on stage and Dave's doing the whole I'm David Lee Roth, boozy, boozy, bop, right?
Yeah.
Now they're backstage, and they're hanging out at the biggest party of the year. It's the VMA Music Awards. It's pretty cool. They're all excited to see original Van Halen back together again, yada, yada, yada. And Dave's in the corner, and this is a video as well as on the podcast. And he's like this. Right? He looks angry. He's got a furrowed brow, and he's like upset.
Furrowed brow.
So Eddie walks up. He's like, hey, Dave, what's going on? He's like, listen, man, tonight's about me, not your fucking hip.
Did he actually say
that? That's what Eddie says.
Or is that the way it was in?
No, that's what Eddie says. And then he was like, well, I want to kick you in the balls. I guess this isn't going to work out, you motherfucker. And then he said on the interview, Eddie Van Halen was like, "If he better been wearing a cup because I was going to kick him right in the fucking nuts, man.
Right, right, right.
So, I mean, do you think that's bullshit? You think that didn't happen?
I don't know. I wasn't in that elevator, but I don't.
It wasn't an elevator. It was backstage at the VMAs.
Is it beyond the realm of possibility that he was getting fired up like the old school, you know, adrenaline 80s Van Halen, and it was misinterpreted the wrong way?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that Eddie's take
is
that.
I've seen you before shows. You've seen me before shows.
I never speak to my band poorly. I speak to everybody else poorly.
I understand that, but what I'm saying...
It wasn't a show. That's what you said makes no fucking sense.
Nobody knows what's on that elevator.
You're not listening. Number one, it's not an elevator. For the third time, you're killing me. This is backstage the VMAs. There's no elevator ride.
Okay.
He looks at the guy, David Lee Roth, in a room full of people, and he's got a furrowed brow, and he's upset. And he says to him, what's your problem? Tonight's about me, not your fucking hip. Boozy, boozy, bop.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
But, all right. So maybe he was too full of himself and he's trying to get the band back to being a...
I feel like if he could have just been cool and shut the fuck up and hang out, he's back in the band.
I hear you.
Now, do you know Hagar's side of the thing? Did you ever hear that fucking story?
I've heard that. That's why I can't...
No, you don't.
I've heard some of it, yeah.
All right, I'm going to question you, my brother. Mm-hmm. Why does Hagar think he was let go from Van Halen?
I don't remember.
Oh, so you don't know? Why are you lying to people?
I've heard, no.
There's one reason.
I'm not a liar.
It's very. I said you're fibbing on Facebook Live. I was like, do you know? And you're like, I know. You don't know. I'm gonna tell you though. We're gonna learn together. Don't get embarrassed and get mad at me and punch me. He's gonna punch you right in the face.
I'm not gonna punch nobody.
His hands are up. He's like, what's
I'm
up?
Saying there's so many stories out there.
There's one.
Okay.
The original manager of Van Halen, the Van Hagar version. The guy dies. The old man dies.
Yeah.
And he looks at Hagar in the face and he's like, if I die on you guys, I don't know what's going to happen because I keep you together. And when I'm not here, I don't know what's going to happen. See what you do? Alex Van Halen has his brother-in-law who's a manager. So he brings him in to be the Van Halen manager and Hagar doesn't like him. And he remembers standing backstage at a meeting. They're at a fucking meeting. Mm-hmm. And he heard the manager say, I got to tell you, man, if we got Roth back in the band, he'd do it for free. That's how desperate he is to be back in Van Halen. And Sammy Hagar raised his hand. He's like, you know, I'm the singer, right? Like, I'm the guy.
Right.
You're talking about the guy.
Right. I agree with you.
And then at the time, Hagar's having another kid at the time with his supermodel wife or whatever the fuck he was doing.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'm going to take 4 months off. My kid's coming. I'm going to hang out with my kid. And then I'll come back and we'll cut something. And the manager's in the ear the whole time going, Eddie, you got to get your band back. You got to run your band, Eddie. Blah, blah, blah. And Eddie agreed. And he got hammered. And on Father's Day of 1996, he calls him up and he fucking fires him. And then a few months later, the VMAs happened, 2 months later. And there's fucking Roth on stage with the Van Halen brothers. Hey, man, Van Halen, 1996, man.
Yeah, because after the Kiss thing and all that, the people went nuts.
Reunions. Yeah. And actually, hold on. When was the Kiss tour announced? Do you remember?
Well, to the public would be the...
date.
It was the first date.
What day was it announced?
It was 1996.
I didn't say what year. I didn't say where. Stop. What date was it announced?
It was... I don't know. Do you have the... Because...
My understanding, it was the Grammys, which would have been February.
Of
96,
yeah,
right?
But
Can I talk?
Okay.
Halloween 95 doesn't count. I'm trying to do it something. You're killing me. I love you, but you're killing me.
Okay.
Killing me in my face. So February 96, Kiss shows up at the fucking Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
September 96, Van Halen shows up at the VMAs with David Lee Roth in tow. And then the next day, he's no longer in the band. And it's Gary Cherone, man.
Yeah.
Gay.
G-E-Y.
Go ahead.
What do you think about Extreme with Is that Nuno Bettencourt?
Well, Nuno Bettencourt's a monster guitar player. Is that what you're asking
me?
Yeah,
no, I'm saying his stuff to be the new singer in Van Halen.
Well, Nuno Bettencourt's a guitar player, so that's not the guy.
No, I mean,
Gary Cherone.
Excuse me.
Well, you said Nuno.
Van Halen 3, right, was the album.
I like the song. There's a song with an iceberg, the video. It's a good tune. I like the tune, but overall, it's like, eh. I'll tell you this. All right, this is another story, not my story. Cherone said it best. He said they should never have released Van Halen 3, the album. They should have went on the road and just did the classic Van Halen songs, which he can sing, and the Hagar Van Halen songs, which he can sing.
I have heard this myself.
And he would have pulled them in, and then next year put out a record, and they would have accepted him.
Right. Like, once they get the...
They're like, oh my God, this guy's great. Because he really was great. That tour they did in 97. Is it 97 and 98, I believe it is? I remember it has to be the winter or the fall. I remember buying my house in the summer of 97 is the first time I bought my house, and I got in cable finally, and I had the worst couch in American history. Oh, I hated this couch. It was like in the house when I moved in. It was fucking ancient. It was like a love seat. And me and my girlfriend and some random friends at the time, we're all sitting there, and I turn on MTV, and there's Van Halen getting interviewed with Gary Cherone, and they're just sitting around a fucking coffee table talking, and I was like, they're going to be so huge. And they weren't huge. It like fucking flopped, like it belly flopped. It was tremendously bad.
I mean, I just, you know, I don't think that it's really Van Halen without David Lee Roth.
So, all right, I'm going to ask.
But I'm not shitting on the Hagar era.
Well, then you just did, bro.
No, listen, if you could have two bands at the same time almost.
Do you know that before Eddie died, that was the plan? Did you know that?
No.
Check this shit out. That's
exactly what I was thinking.
Well, Wolfgang, his son, they were going to call it the Kitchen Sink Tour.
Yeah.
They were bringing Gary back, too. They were going to do... Hagar was going to go out and do all the Hagar songs.
Right.
And then Gary Cherone was going to come out and do some Gary Cherone songs. Sure. And they were going to close with the classic Van Halen with fucking Roth songs. And Wolfgang Van Halen wanted to open up the tour, and they wanted to bring back Michael Anthony.
That seems like it wouldn't work. But you could have two Van Halen bands and Van Hagar bands. You could have that being touring and all that if they had been.
I'm not, well, but the Kitchen Sink Tour is a pretty great idea. It would have sold out stadiums. And I don't know if you remember this or not.
Right.
Before Eddie dies, Roth went in the press and he was like, listen, we're coming back big, baby. We're talking stadium status, baby. And then he died, and that was the end of it.
So that was a sold.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Facebook Live snippet of episode number 134 of the Vex on Vex podcast. Johnny Zero, say goodbye to the nice people.
Hey, see you guys.
So this is VexX, and I'm telling you guys to stay frosty. We're going to continue recording this podcast. It'll be all but a few weeks, so stay frosty. Thanks, buddy.
Right.
We're still live. We're on the podcast. We're just not on the fucking Facebook anymore.
Oh, okay. I don't know how that works.
So it's just a little video, and then, you know, we fucking, we talk, and people will see that, and it'll suck them into the thing. All right. Did you ever see Van Halen live in any incarnation?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I.
I saw David Lee Roth live.
You saw Roth. When was it, buddy? Roughly.
I was a kid. I don't know. 90s, probably.
No, but there's a big difference. Like, 90 Roth is one thing, and then, like, 97 Roth is a different thing.
I don't remember the date. I just wanted to see, like, the Queen of Rock and Roll, Joan Jett.
We could probably look it up. God, I'm listening, bro.
I was in a little podunk town in Delaware, and... anyway, he went on there, and I knew instantly why his name is Diamond David Lee Roth. I mean, like, dude, you had to fight just to get through the audience.
Okay.
And this is a time where he's supposed to be considered like a has-been or like a, you know, they're trying to do what they did to Ace Frehley. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not about that, bro. You got to stay on one track. The Ace Frehley has nothing to do with this.
Well, it's a similar thing.
It isn't, though. It really isn't, because one was not a functioning alcoholic and one was.
Okay. Well, either way, my point is that...
And you know, can I tell them the difference you're not going to like to hear? Because you brought an Ace Frehley, I didn't.
Okay.
When David Lee Roth left Van Halen, he was still stupid famous and had huge records and was still playing arenas without Van Halen for about 5 years.
In the 80s,
And Ace did not.
Skyscraper.
Ace just went...
No, Frehley's comment, dude, was pretty good.
Except, no. No one said quality of music. You know, that's not what I just said. We're going to fight. It's going to be awesome. No one said quality of music. He was playing bars. Ace Frehley was playing bars. Ace Frehley wasn't playing the fucking Spectrum, and Kiss was.
Actually, Ace Frehley...
God, I'm listening. I want to hear this.
Spectrum with Iron Maiden.
Oh, did he open for Iron Maiden? Is that what you're saying? Kiss headlined. Roth headlined. These aren't what I'm saying.
It may not have been a Spectrum, if I'm wrong.
No, it's not even that. You're not hearing what I'm saying. There was never a time when Ace Frehley left Kiss where he was bigger than Kiss. Roth was bigger than Van Halen when he left Van Halen for about 5 years.
Okay, we'll take that up.
No. We're right here. Fight
but
about
the
it.
The thing is, that's the 80s. I'm talking about Roth when I saw him was probably the late 90s.
But you brought in bringing up Ace Frehley, which, by the way, but it's not a fair comparison, and I'm explaining to you why it's not.
There's enough of a parallel.
But there isn't at all.
You know, a former star that's identified with the brand, the original idea of the band, and blah, 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 that went on to have a successful solo.
The reason...
Now, we're going to get into semantics.
Semantics of nothing. The reason it doesn't apply is once he left Kiss, he was never as powerful ever again without Kiss. Fame-wise. He just never was. It's a fact.
I disagree.
You're wrong. It doesn't matter if you disagree.
Well, I don't agree with your opinion. Doesn't mean...
No. These are facts. He never headlined the Spectrum after he leaves Kiss.
The Spectrum wasn't around after he left Kiss.
Except it was in 1968. So what are you talking about?
No, I'm telling you that you're getting on semantics.
No. You just said something that was incorrect. In 1968, the Spectrum's erected. So it did exist. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. No,
so when he left Kiss in 81, there's still a fucking Spectrum.
No,
which makes no sense.
He didn't. I'm not talking about that time. When he left Kiss in 2000.
I'm not. I'm talking about when he left.
That explains your thing. Right?
No, secondly, after he leaves in fucking 2001, he's never as fucking famous as Kiss was. Ever. He never surpasses Kiss.
You missed anomaly. You must have not...
How could I miss it when you hammered it down my throat? I'm going to say this four times. He was never commercially bigger than Kiss when he left Kiss. Ever. He never toured bigger than Kiss. It's never happened in the history of Ace Frehley's life.
Maybe it wasn't about being commercially whatever. But,
then you're saying the parallel of Roth. Roth was still a huge... He was a bigger star when he left. He was. 1984 is the fucking record... Why are you smiling at me? Is the record for Van Halen.
I'm not smiling at you at all. I'm trying to keep my cool.
You're going to be offended. I'm going to hear it.
No, I'm just saying like...
Well, because you're wrong? You don't like it?
So you're saying that Ace Frehley as a solo artist outside of Kiss is not successful?
I'm going to say it a fifth time. Was never more successful than Kiss. This is a fact.
Didn't say. It's not about that.
Okay.
Didn't say that.
No, but see, unfortunately, it is because it's... No, stop. This isn't... Listen, are you listening? It is about that because I said something and you made an Ace Frehley comparison that doesn't hold water. So now we're going to say it for a sixth time. No, a sixth... It doesn't matter if you agree. These are facts.
What are you basing this on?
I'm going to say it slower. Can you listen? Are you going to listen or are you going to talk? Are you going to listen or are you going to talk? You're going to listen or you're going to talk? And now you're going to put a cigarette in your mouth? Listen, this is important.
Yeah.
He leaves in 80... Okay, you know, talk over me. I'll wait.
It's
about you.
It's not lit. It's just a nervous thing I do. That's all. I'm not smoking.
Ace Frehley leaves in 81, and he never commercially eclipses Kiss. David Lee Roth leaves in 84, actually 85, and he eclipsed Van Halen for a little while. He was bigger as a solo artist than Van Halen was when he left. So there's no parallel.
I don't know if that I agree with that either.
Except it's a fact.
Okay.
Eat 'em and smile. The touring revenue when Steve Vai's the guitar player in
and
the
I'm
fucking...
I'm on the Roth side. I'm not on the...
What? You're going to cut off... You asked me... You just asked a question. I go to explain and you're cutting me off again. So which is it? You talk. It's you.
As it should be. I just think that they're both entertainment-wise great entities. Some people love the Van Hagar thing. Some people love David Lee Roth.
That's not what I said.
They were both...
That's not what I said.
You're
it's not what I said. I said what I said, and then...
Hairs.
No, I'm not splitting hairs. You did a parallel that's fucking wrong, and you won't admit that you're fucking wrong. You never do. Except it's not. One was really fucking famous and left the band and wasn't famous anymore. The other one was really fucking famous, left the band, stayed famous. There's no parallel.
You have always made a thing about you to shit on Ace Frehley's solo career, and he's been pretty successful.
I like the word pretty successful. See, Roth was actually successful until he wasn't.
So you're saying that Ace Frehley's solo career doesn't compare to David Lee Roth's?
Not at
all.
You want to look at the record right sales right now? Right now. Dollars to donuts right now. No, it does compare.
Yes, I would.
Fucking perfect.
But,
no.
No, but I don't...
Hold the fuck on.
About that.
You want to compare it.
I'm just saying, like, a normal human fucking rational human being knows that both David Lee Roth and Ace Frehley are successful stars outside of their original band.
Here's why you're 100% wrong.
And they're both like cult heroes of.
No, here's why you're 100% wrong.
I'm not.
Can I speak? Or is it just the Johnny Zero show?
That's all you do is speak. I'm trying to tell you that you're making it like I'm. You turn it into like Ace Frehley versus David Lee Roth on Saturday Night's Main Event or something. Dude, I love David Lee Roth and I love Ace Frehley. I'm just saying.
You're just wrong and you can't admit it. You're just wrong and you can't admit it. It's sad. Here's the thing. David Lee Roth as a solo artist appears on The Tonight Show. Did Ace Frehley ever appear on The Tonight Show as a solo artist ever in the history of life?
Yeah, I think he jammed with the band.
But he wasn't a guest on the chair with Johnny.
No, I think he turned it down to jam with the band.
That, my friend, was not The Tonight Show. That was the David Letterman Show.
Right.
So that's what I'll ask again.
Anton Fig. No, he did it recently, too. Jimmy Fallon.
Except.
I don't know. I don't keep up with
him. No, I asked you a question.
I do.
When Johnny Carson's the fucking host, David Lee Roth appeared on with Joan Rivers on the fucking Tonight Show as a guest.
Yeah.
Not as a musician. He was so famous, he was on the couch.
I just remember people on the street.
You don't care what I'm saying. You don't care what I'm saying.
And
Ace Frehley never did ever in the history of life. So, a little more famous.
Guys never listened to any Ace Frehley solo album ever, except for the.
But I can talk about sales because the numbers are right in front of me.
Well, look, your sales numbers have been proven to be wrong, dude.
Number one, they're not my sales numbers. So that's number one. Not true.
Those things are all wrong.
No, they're not fucking all wrong. Dude, you can't just decide some shit.
Matter,
except it does matter. I said a sentence. ABC. Okay. Johnny Zero says, you know what? It's just like Ace Frehley. No, shut the fuck up. I can't talk on my own fucking show. Now I'm mad. Shut the fuck up. ABC. Oh, it's just like Ace Frehley, except it's not. Oh, yes, it is, except it's not. But it is, though. What do you say? It is, but it's not. It's just fucking not.
I'm taking a smoke break.
No, you're not. We're on a fucking show. Relax.
I think it's just take a
smoke. No, for real. Please, just be an adult and finish the fucking program.
I am an adult.
You have to walk away. Here's the thing. You're actually wrong. Because you won't even admit it, but you didn't listen to what I said and you made it about Ace Frehley.
I didn't get called on to be to be attacked like that, man. Anybody on the street that knows rock and roll knows that Ace Frehley
and
David Lee Roth were once part of the greatest rock and roll American rock band.
Now look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Stop talking and look in my eyes. Here's the sad state of affairs. Don't do that. No, you can't. This is the sad state of affairs. On the street, they don't fucking know anymore. How heartbreaking is that? When we were kids, if you went on South Street in Philadelphia, or you went to like Delaware, or you went to New York, you went anywhere, they knew. They don't fucking know. They don't fucking know. Roth, to them, is an old man. And he is. You know what I mean? Ace Frehley's an old man, mathematically. To them, especially. They don't know. Like you said, anybody on the street, they don't know anymore. Is that fucked up? That's fucked up, right? That's how you know we're dinosaurs. Like, that's a thing. Like, we have this understanding and this wealth of knowledge, right? No one fucking has it. And it's like a tragedy to me. When I was a fucking little kid, I used to want to read Cream magazine and Circus magazine and learn about all these musicians I loved, right? This fucking The cell phones on these kids' hips has all the knowledge in the world of everything, and they don't care. That's the worst part. You and I are dinosaurs fighting over rock bands. All right, I apologize. I'm a dinosaur and you're cool as fuck. I apologize.
I didn't say that either.
But I'm telling you, I'm a dinosaur. And I have this knowledge, this vast understanding of something that kids do not give a fuck about. Like, we went on Facebook Live, right? One guy watched it. Because we're like, David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar, blue, 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 blue. And they just don't care.
You didn't have to turn into Ace Frehley versus David Lee Roth. It was just...
Really? You're still on that? I literally changed subjects. I calmed down, right? And I said something to you. Instead of listening to what I'm saying, because it's all about you... You literally have to go back. Dude, I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
Nobody,
like, you make this hard. You make this hard for me. Like, I'm like, I changed it. I asked you a fucking question, right? You know what you said to me? You made it about this 10 minutes ago. That's what you just said.
Multiverse, universe-wise, what if Ace Frehley and David Lee Roth had started their own band?
Yeah, but they didn't, John, so it didn't happen.
Okay.
And, like, instead of acknowledging what I just said to you, you have to make it a multiverse thing. Like, you're going to pivot now? Like, that's cool. I pivoted, and then you made me a dick.
I'm not making you a dick.
I'm trying to say something poignant. These people... Hold on. No, I'm digesting what you said. I think the ages don't line up. I think Ace is older, right?
I don't know.
75, Kiss becomes famous, right?
Okay.
Van Halen is like 78, and they were like kids.
Alive registers as platinum in 1975, correct?
So they're famous in 75, like famous.
Okay.
Van Halen's not famous until like 78, 79. It doesn't line up. They're like kind of generations apart, so a little, like a little bit.
Right, but if you go into them releasing Sure Know Something and all that stuff as a single and the whole thing with Peter and all that.
But see, no one knows what you're talking about at this point.
Well, there's a Kiss album called Dynasty, and they flirted with Kisco, or a version of disco heavy metal.
Why do you say it that way? Kisco.
What's true?
I Was Made for Loving You is kind of amazing.
I love I Was Made for Loving You.
Do you really? As a Kiss fan? You really like it? Love it.
I think it's an interesting single to get that hit, because Paul needs his, but the better songs on the record are not the Paul songs. It's the A songs.
Well, no one's saying that. I'm not arguing with you.
Well, I'm saying single-wise, marketing-wise.
Where's Shock Me? What record shocked me on?
What?
What record is Shock Me on?
Love Gun and Alive 2. Which version?
No, it would be the Love Gun one.
The one that's more influential.
I do love Love Gun, man.
Is the Alive 2 version.
I fucking love Love Gun. The solo. You're not even listening to what I say, man. You don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. I thought you've been on this your own show and said you hated it. You hated Shock Me. Now you like it?
I don't like Shock Me. I still hate Shock Me.
Okay.
But I love Love Gun.
Oh, Love Gun. The whole record or the song?
The record kind of grew on me.
Is it fucking
good? That fucking one tune that I used to hate, Animal, what the fuck is it? Where Ace plays the bass.
Oh, Almost Human?
Yeah. I used to hate it.
It's fucking great.
No, it is fucking great.
It's like Lon Chaney right there.
See, I don't get any of that. Like, that makes no sense to me. I don't give a fuck about horror movies, so that makes no sense to me. But goddamn, I love that song. I love that song.
I'm almost human. Figure, please don't run away.
Gene really can't sing, Kenny. But he sounds exactly the same 50 years later, but he can't sing.
Great, dude. I think it's great. You know, the full moon out. You know, he's talking about, he's turning into a werewolf. It's fucking great. The whole thing is
once you told me that Ace played the bass line and how good the bass line is, yeah. It just fucked my whole head up. Like, now I'm just like, aw.
That's what happens when they were functioning as a band.
It was on the way out. They say Love Gun, it was already kind of out the door.
Other than Then She Kissed Me, there is no outside writers, to my knowledge.
I didn't say outside writers. I'm just saying, you know.
That means they locked those four guys in a fucking room and say, shut the fuck up and fucking get along and make some good music. Whatever happens, we ride or decide, brother. Ride or die.
Easier said than done, brother.
Well, other than Then She Kissed Me, that's exactly what happened on Love Gun. Similar to the way it happened on Higher Than Hell and the original record. But I have to give Stan, what's the other guy's name from Wicked Left, Gene's buddy that helped with the bass parts in Going Blind.
I have no idea, John.
Yeah, they're, it's the most complete Kiss record is Alive. I mean, is Love Gun. As far as each member gets to sing a song, they get their spotlight. Hooligan's a great song. You know, that's Lenny Kravitz's favorite Kiss song.
You tell me pretty much every day.
No, it's great. I mean, like,
every day.
Well,
I'm just saying.
There's a bunch of. Like, he's the best singer in Kiss, is Peter Criss. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I have to agree with what you're saying. Okay. I said, okay.
Fair enough.
Dictate more about your favorite band. That's what the show's about. You dictating to me about your favorite band.
I love. Did you like Me Wise Magic? Van Halen. You did that thing.
No, I don't actually.
Why?
I'm sorry. I can't explain to you why it doesn't fucking touch me in my heart. I apologize for offending you.
Okay. No.
Why? Motherfucker, you asked a question. I answered it.
I'm asking musically why not.
It doesn't appeal to me.
Okay. Fair enough. I really liked it. But that's okay. I just didn't know if whatever. And what the other song, they don't make things like they used to, or whatever it's called.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They don't make things like this anymore. I might be paranoid.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to say it the second time.
There was a second song that they recorded, the band recorded.
When?
On the same album.
What album?
It was a Van Halen.
It was Slam Dunk is the second song. Slam Dunk! Woo!
Is that what it was?
Okay. It was the single. It's awful. Like, the verses sound like Van Halen, and he's like, slam, dunk, and you're like, what happened to your voice? Like, didn't you used to be able to sing and stuff? That was you, right? And he's like, I don't know, I sound like a clown now, you know, and Dr. Roxo does cocaine.
Right.
I'm saying, that's what it is.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Did you listen to any of the David Lee Roth solo stuff, the one with Betty Page on the cover and the American flag and all that?
Well, that's not a solo record. That's a band. Did you know that?
David Lee Roth band?
No, DLR band.
DLR band.
And that's Johnny Five, the guitar player for Rob Zombie.
I love him.
I met him and he snubbed me. Not a fan. I don't know if he's an asshole. He's tall. He's like my height, maybe a little taller.
Yeah.
We're backstage at fucking in Camden, whatever the fuck that venue is called. Mm-hmm. And there he is. He's literally like a foot away from me. I'm like, hey, John, great music. And just fucking turn. And then Evan Seinfeld from that band that I never remember the name of. Oh, I suck. Oh, Biohazard. There we go. Yeah. Hung out with us backstage for 45 minutes.
I heard they were cool dudes.
Well, no, they're not. Listen to this story, man. I got stories. Okay.
I never met him.
So, Evan Seinfeld is the famous version of Biohazard. He's the bass player / singer. The guitar player / singer got into a different band. Mm. And whatever they were called, they had a logo that was like similar. It was like the Decepticon logo. And that's what ours kind of looks like.
Yeah, yeah,
so, the singer and I met at a club. And he's like, you guys, that's a fucking great logo. We got to open for us. And I was like, no problem. We booked it. And they showed up. I don't know how to say this, but I'm going to say it. The guitar player from Biohazard, who's now in this other band that we opened up for, Starscream opened up for, on South Street in Abilene. The stage was really tiny, and they were like, we're going to put all our cabs up, and then you can put your cabs in front of ours. And we're like, not for nothing. That's not going to fit. The stage just is really tiny. We play here all the fucking time. We'll gladly move your cabs for you back onto the stage, but we have to put our cabs up, because they had full stacks. We had full stacks, right? And they were like being babies about it. And this guitar player, and I'll never forget this, his eyebrows were waxed. And he's not a bald guy. I'm a bald guy, so my eyebrows are waxed. And he like dyed his hair blonde. And he was like this, like kind of effeminate. And they never, ever, ever wanted to play with us ever again. Oh, and their fucking bass player, who's from the band Kitty. Remember the band Kitty? She's the bass player in that band, this chick. She saw my rhythm guitar player smoke. He's like, oh my God, you fucking smoke. And like got in his face about it. And he was like, yeah, I smoke. So not only we're not allowed to smoke in their presence, which is fucking weird. For real. Like, that's a little weird. Well, we're standing in recording equipment, so I don't want you smoking on my equipment. But this is a fucking live bar show with a rock and roll band. No, don't do that. I'm trying to tell a fucking story, making it about
was
you.
She hot?
Yeah. So, she can't smoke in her presence. Fucking weird. Second, they were like, well, we're going to put our cabs up, and you got to put your cabs in front of ours. And we're like, no. And then they had to listen to us because we're bigger than they are. And that sound guy went our way because it was a small place. And they were like pissed off at us forever. And they like, I don't think they ever fucking did anything either. And their singer was like a puddle. He was a nice kid, though, but he just drank too much. But fuck those guys. But then Evan Seinfeld, who I met many years after the fact, backstage at Camden, was fucking awesome. Did a fucking interview with him, sat down, and he had a wife. And the guy with me was like, oh, Tara Patrick, the porno star, remember her? He's like, no, it's not Tara. It just looks just like her. And she did. She was a 10-year younger, hotter version of Tara Patrick. It was amazing. And Evan was the coolest guy. He sat down with a bowl of like mixed fruit and just ate his grapes and talked to us for like 45 minutes. It was fucking awesome. And Johnny Five snubbed me, motherfucker. Just walked away from me. Not cool.
I don't know. I wasn't there. That's pretty cool. You got the. He seemed like he'd be a cool dude to hang.
Wasn't cool. Didn't hang. Didn't want anything to do with Uncle Vex and the Starscream people. Just saying, motherfucker.
Maybe he had a bad day.
Maybe, but goddamn. I just said, hey, man, good stuff. Ignored me.
No, I understand.
It was hurtful in my heart, Johnny. I was hurt.
No, I don't really be mean to you or nothing. but
DLR band.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah, yeah. The one Betty Page. The beautiful Betty Page. Been one of my dream girls for years, like Marilyn Monroe. And,
she got like committed a few times, you know.
There's all kinds of. I will not make a comment on this.
Okay, it doesn't matter if you comment. She was committed a few times. Just letting you know. So she wasn't exactly right. She was a little fucked up.
Well, then that means we need to be more committed to her.
I think she's dead, bro.
There is a lot of weirdness around that.
Excuse me?
Her career and disappearing and...
No, she went crazy, bro.
Okay. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying there was just...
She died in 2008 in the Kindred Hospital of Los Angeles in 2008. But she's been gone a long time.
Right. If that's even her, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Everything's a conspiracy and they made it up. Yeah, you're right. No, she's totally...
Conspiracy!
No, but like everything... Sometimes people die. It happens. Mathematically, it would happen. Yeah. She's old enough to have been dead in 2008. Sorry. Sorry you're offended.
But I'm not offended. I'm just trying to bring light to Betty Page that, you know, there were so many stories about her suddenly disappearing from the entire entertainment industry. And there were so many stories about that with the Bond stuff, the different... artistic stuff that you know, as a fan, you don't know what to believe. And if you have an emotional investment in the person, you know, you tend to, you know, you don't want them to see your hero's dead or you're
not a hero. She's an old lady, bro.
I understand. People you love, not just heroes. You know what I'm saying? And there was a lot of weirdness about that. It's like me telling you that Bruiser Brody was murdered for a reason.
But I mean, that's the thing. Like, you really do want to cast aspersions. And bring, number one, I'm not discussing this because people know what the fuck you're talking about. But the things you say about that don't make any sense either.
Okay. Bruiser Brody doesn't count. Because it's burlesque. But either way, that's my point. But
anyway, that's my point.
God rest her soul. Is that we don't know exactly. There's so many stories. Dude.
We don't know? Wait a minute. What don't we know? Be specific.
What you're saying about Betty Page, dude. There's so many.
Bro. Story. What did I say? Quote me accurately. So what did I say exactly that's inaccurate? Please don't light that fucking cigarette. So what did I say about Betty Page is inaccurate? That she passed away? Because she did.
No.
She was born in 1923. If she was still alive, she'd be 99 fucking years old.
I didn't question your dates and your facts on your cell phone. I'm talking about the fact that she disappeared at the height of her career, and there was all kinds of.
But John, there wasn't a height of her career. Like it was all. It was never like she was a movie star. You know that, right?
Right, right. But she became this legend afterwards.
After. Yeah, but yeah. There was no height
she's
per
like
se.
A living like
Ben no, Hoop but she went. But she went crazy, Christian, and lost her mind in reference to it. Like she went to the other end of the spectrum.
So it's because she was. Christian, that's why she went crazy. Is that what you're
saying? No, she okay. went crazy Christian. That's a thing where people think they hear God's voice and they just react badly and she might be schizophrenic and she was diagnosed and she went to a hospital and she was committed a few times. These things happen, John.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Not to dissuade from her as a human being. She looked nice in pictures. That's all she ever did, by the way. Right. She looked nice in pictures. Like, you can't give her some artistic quality that she was a great thing. She had bangs because she had a big forehead, and she made fucking dirty pictures in the 50s. That's what she did for a living. Not that that's that bad, by the way, but she didn't do some great fucking thing for humanity.
I didn't say she did or that she didn't.
Okay.
But I definitely had a lot to do with... It's kind of an art thing. It's hard to really.
Well, unfortunately, though it is an art thing, and you're not incorrect.
Go ahead. The original Wonder Woman with Marsden, that's the guy that created the polygraph because he wanted an honest woman. And there's even a movie about that, but I don't know if that's true or not. But I just wondered what happened to Betty Page. And she never was filmed, seen for many, many years. So a lot of her hardcore fans, such as myself, wanted to know what was going on, and people just made films and documentaries about her and where she at. Is she okay? Is she alive? You know, this type of, I'm talking about people who actually give a shit about the person.
I'm listening.
It was before my time, so, but, to say all that, she would even be blacked out on her, when they finally did have her talk on documentaries and stuff like that.
Well, that was at her request, you know that.
Yeah, of course. Probably because she couldn't live up to the image she was, or maybe it was.
Well, you figure an old
speculatory.
You figure it is speculatory, but an old woman wouldn't look as good as she was, like amazing looking
sure,
at one point. You know,
sure. But I mean, she was probably just being hard on herself. But either way, I understand that. But you're saying it like it's all Chuck Clay's, like she was just. Washed up or something, or she was just this evil person that didn't do anything.
I didn't call her evil. I didn't call her washed
whatever
up. No, the words you're saying, unfortunately, aren't accurate.
You singularly represented her going crazy as to one specific religion. I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. So if she was a Muslim, which she could have been, because I don't really fucking
crazy
care.
Crazy is crazy. It doesn't really have to do with your,
No, but she would attack people and, like, later in life when she was borderline schizophrenic and start like screaming Bible verse and stuff, like just off the wall things, like put her hands on people, like that's why you get locked up, like, you know.
Who's your sorceress?
That's a good question, actually. I mean
I'm,
no, it's a I'm fine with you. No, I'm not disagreeing, it's a fine question. I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't recall, because I have a lot of things in my head. I read it somewhere.
Sure.
I don't know where
that's,
I read it.
I get that way with some things too. It's
okay,
but I'm very interested. Can you do recall it? Can you send it to
me? I'm not gonna recall it. I'm telling you to your face, I don't recall it.
All right, cool.
I got to ask a question. I'm very curious.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten the opportunity to see Ace Frehley perform live in his solo incarnation?
Yes.
When?
Multiple times.
Seriously, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I took my manager, who's friends with Mrs. Scarlett, God rest her soul, Richie Scarlett, great rock star.
Dude, I love you. Get to the fucking point. I don't know the fuck that is. Just tell me a story.
I went there with my Uncle Eric and
Where? When? What do you? Oh, what? Where?
This was New York City at the B.B. King's place.
Okay. When was this?
I don't know. 2015, maybe.
Okay. So like you recently saw Ace play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that the first time?
No, I hitchhiked to see him play down at when I was a kid, to see him play at the what they used to call the Hammerjacks down there in Baltimore.
Sure, sure.
BRC, Baltimore Rock City, and BMO. I went down there and I didn't get in. I had to wear a fake mustache, which comes into play later. I wear my brother's military jacket because I was tall for my age. And hitchhiked went down there, and they wouldn't let me in. So I tried to record on the outside. Like I felt like Al Dunbar, if you What's Happening fans out there know what that is.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're saying, but you can tell the story. But you can tell the story.
There was an episode of What's Happening.
Not that fucking story about the fucking show, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
I didn't get in there. I tried to get in to see.
So you didn't see him?
No.
Dude, you're hard to talk to.
No, no.
When was the first time that you saw Ace Frehley perform live? And instead of that, I have to hear about a show called What's Happening. Like, you're telling me a story about What's Happening.
I stuck into the Bad Boys.
When? W-H-E-N.
That would be early 95.
Then it was what? How was it?
It was great.
What fucking record is it?
Technically, it would be Trouble Walking still, but...
So mathematically, no record.
Yeah. But they did play Sister, and you got... it was just...
I don't know what that means, so that doesn't help Sister's anyone, but I don't know what that means.
Anyway, he was great, and Peter played, and...
That tour with them together. What was that?
It was Bad Boys / Just for Fun tour.
Okay.
And then there's a Trouble Walking tour. It's kind of hard to say with Ace in that time period, but he was ready to go, and they just didn't, you know, they were trying to keep him down.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, look it up. Do your research. I don't know.
Number one, do my research. They didn't have any juice then. See, that's the problem. Like, I asked you, I'm going to say it a fifth time. I just want to know when you saw Ace Frehley. And you know what he made?
No.
Can I talk? Let me talk. And then you said, they held him down. Like, you can't just tell a story.
Dude,
you can't just give me a linear fucking story.
Okay.
So you saw him in 95.
Okay.
You saw him in 2015. You saw him 20 years apart.
I've seen him at the Keswick Theater. I saw him.
When was that? Because he's coming back.
I don't know the date. I don't have it in front of me.
Roughly would be nice.
Oh, within semi-recent time period, in the 2010s or whatever.
Well, you just said 15. So 15, you did it.
I was guessing. I don't know. What if what your fans look it up and see that I don't know exactly.
Just so we're crystal clear. We don't have any fucking fans, so it's okay. No one's gonna cross check you.
I'm not a liar.
What?
I'm not a liar.
Where did that come from?
Because
I just said the words, we don't have any fucking fans, and I laughed, right? Your reply was, I'm not a liar. No, but like, you don't even listen to what I say. Like, I just said a sentence, and then you're like, I'm not a liar. No, why is that? Why are you doing that to me?
Because
like, we're supposed to have a conversation, right?
Because you're insulting the intelligence of the people who do listen to this show, because they know they're getting the fucking real shit, dude.
Pretty good way to come out of that car crash.
Puts on a good show.
Did you hear the Bruce Willis shit? Did we talk about that yet?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, he's got dementia.
I like him already.
No, for real. You really know anything about this? We didn't talk about this?
Yeah, you mentioned it.
So Bruce Willis is officially, air quotes, retired from acting because he just kind of lost his shit.
Yeah.
It's like sad. He had a good life though. He's 67. He's been famous a long fucking time. Pushing like 35 years.
Yep.
Moonlighting was pretty good. And then he's in some movies. And he's in Pulp Fiction. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, of course.
Great movie, right?
Yeah.
And he was in some like clunker movies too. Oh, I don't know how I'm missing this. The whole thing with Nagagomi.
They always mention Die Hard.
I was just going to say those words. That's his first movie hit, though. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He went from TV, he does Die Hard, and that becomes like his first actual hit film, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I think he's a great actor and stuff like that. He should have been Earth-X Captain America for you hardcore comic book fans. And I don't really know what, bro? I don't know. He did the Expendables thing with Stallone. All that, but I mean, like, I never thought Die Hard was his best work, you know, I mean, it's a great action film. Like, maybe
no, but no one said the best. It was just his first one.
That I was before or like out of my time range as far as I don't think I've ever really seen that thing the whole way through.
Oh, it's a fun film. I saw it when it came out. I remember being a little kid, and this guy named John Thomas. Oh, I can't say his last name. This guy named John John. They called him John John because he was a junior. He recently died, by the way, which is fucked up for the story. I know, right?
Right.
He was like the captain of the football team, like when I was a kid. Like, he was the toughest guy ever.
Right.
And then we all go to high school, right? And he's like built, right? Mm-hmm. And we all grew, and he didn't.
Right.
He was this tank, but he was really short. And I was just like, well, that's odd. Never a big deal, you know. And then he blew out his knee like sophomore year.
Ah, shit.
And that was it. His career was over, air quotes. And then he just became such a bad alcoholic that I remember when in his senior year when I was a junior, he got so drunk he shit his pants. And I remember telling my mom that story. I know, right? It's kind of funny. Like, that's how drunk you are, right? And my mom was like, he did that. And I was like, that's what I heard. He shit his pants. He drinks so much, he just shit his pants. So anyway, that kid, we would go to his house, I guess, and play. His dad was a fireman. He was a little kid. We were all little kids. And he was like,
he lost control of his bowels.
Well, this is, man, come on.
Right? Like,
no, there's more to that poor kid. Gentleman, actually. So I fucking go to his house. We're all little kids. We're all playing Star Wars with our little toys and shit. And the TV's on in the background. And they had money. So they had like that. Remember that 1980s console TV that's like as big as a fucking car? And it was a big chunk of wood that was on the floor.
You could
put a ladder on top of the fucking thing and work on a building. Like, that's how solid it was.
Yes.
So yeah.
The TV set is actually inside the wooden.
I just said that.
Yeah.
Damn, you don't even listen. So we're sitting there, and that TV's on in the background, and the commercial comes on for Die Hard, and I think we had just watched Commando. We had just watched Commando together.
Yeah.
And so Schwarzenegger's Diesel, right? We're little kids and he's fucking Diesel.
With Alyssa Milano, too.
Exactly. Who was kind of hot because she was like 12 and we were like 8, right? So we're watching this fucking movie. Maybe it could have been that. Maybe like 10, 12. And they're fucking, the movie's on. We're playing with our toys. And he's like, man, did you hear Bruce Willis is going to be like a fucking tough guy now in his movies? He's not a fucking tough guy. Schwarzenegger's a fucking tough guy, man. And they're like, yeah, fuck that guy. And in my head, I was like, yeah, fuck that guy. I still want to see that movie, though. And then I saw it. And Die Hard's a pretty fucking great movie. It's great. The best part of Die Hard for me is the two black characters. You don't remember? Because you didn't see it. Bruce Willis gets brought in with a fucking limo. And this like young black kid is like this cool motherfucker in the limo trying to pick up girls with his work limo.
Yeah.
Cool guy. So he's funny. And then the dad from Family Matters is the cop that like is talking to him on the microphone.
Winslow?
Yes. Winslow's his first thing is Die Hard before he's in Family Matters.
Wow.
And he plays a cop on both. So it's like you just think he's a cop.
Yeah.
And then Winslow in real life got busted with cocaine. Did you hear that shit?
No.
At the height of his like fucking fame, it was like a thing.
Okay.
Did
you know that?
Cokehead, motherfucker. So anyway, this kid John John, whose last name I didn't say, so don't sue me, recently passed away sadly. But his father was a fire chief, like somebody big time, right? Got his son in the fire department, and the son had such a fucking drug problem, air quotes, that he got caught stealing things from the firehouse to sell for drugs. So that he loses his job, right? But his dad is so juiced in, he got him a job as a meter maid, still working for the city of Philadelphia.
Wow.
And this is like the toughest, coolest high school kid. Like, when we go into high school, everything's the sun rises and sets by this kid. By senior year, he was fat and he shit himself and he was short. And then he's a washed up fireman.
What position did he play again?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't support his career. I thought he was a bully.
Oh, just asking.
And then he fucking dies a meter maid. I was on my Harley going through my divorce from my second wife, and I was sad because I got on my Harley Davidson. It's the dead of summer. What year was it be? I guess like 14 maybe? 13? Yeah. I think summer 13 maybe. And I just ride into Center City on my Harley from my house. And it's like a nice time. And I park it. And I'm like, I'm going to get a nice coffee or something cold to drink, you know, like an iced coffee or whatever. And I go in and I look over and he's like, hey, man, what's up? This guy I haven't seen in like 30 fucking years. And I'm like, hey! He's a meter maid now. And he's super fat, like orca fat. He's like, hey, what's going on, man? I'm like, you know, just get a drink. What are you doing? He's like, yeah, you know, I'm supposed to be working, but we're just hanging out here in the air conditioning. And I was like, all right, buddy, finger guns. And then I left.
So he was nice to you?
Well, everybody's nice at one though on their way down. You know what I mean? He was a dickhead on his way up. He was like a fucking dick. And then he's dead, bro. And I didn't know he was dead. All right, this is so fucked up. Everything's about me, isn't it?
Sometimes Coleman-esque.
Let me finish my story. The girl whose boobies I touched for the first time in the 80s.
Yes, that's cool.
In our neighborhood. Told me, because we still text each other, because I love me a good set of boobies. We still text, and she told me that motherfucker died. Ain't that some sad shit? She's like, yeah, he just fucking, his heart like exploded, because he was a fat guy. Dude, and he was primed for success. The story I had heard is his father was a motherfucker bad alcoholic, and then he cleaned up. Right. And in my lifetime, the dad was always a straight laced guy. But before I came along, he was like a boozer. So to ensure that his oldest son would not follow in his footsteps, he bent over backwards. I remember being a little kid and like I'm not going to lie. During the school year, there was a lot of discipline and I had to do my fucking schoolwork. But in the summer when I was little, they let me where the fuck I wanted. I was in the neighborhood. I'd go run and play in the field. We play baseball. We play football. We'd go swimming.
So you had like an intimate
kind of. No, let me talk.
Okay. Sure.
And then his dad would come home at lunch and be like, did you eat your apple today? Did you do your calisthenics? Did you do your workouts? And we're like 9. And I was like, that's got to suck for John. Like, I don't know, I do what the fuck I want. This kid, he's got to go over there and do push-ups and shit.
Right, right.
But then by the time he was like 14, he was
a happy meal.
For real. Yeah. And his dad was on him. Like, I was like, diet. Like, dude, we're fucking 6, right? It was crazy to me. Yeah. It was crazy. But he was like, he was grooming him to be a leader. But there was so much pressure on him that when his knee went out, like sophomore year, that was it. And then he became a fucking drunk. Like, he was a drunk in high school. And he died a drunk. It's sad shit. And he had married this lady who had a bunch of kids that weren't his. And then he tried to have an affair with my friend with the boobies from the 80s.
And she
shot him down. She was like, yeah, aren't you married? He's like, so? And now he's gone. He probably, I don't know how the whole, like, afterlife thing works. So, John, if you hear this podcast, I hope you're okay. But goddamn, man, you were a car crash in this life. And I feel that maybe your dad, all right. Remember the kids in high school who were just amazing? Remember those kids? The popular ones. They had cars. They were cool. Do you know what I'm talking about or no? You're just being silent.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Okay, remember when you went to high school and the popular kids who were amazing?
Kids that were more financially more affluent than
Do you remember them?
Yes, very much so.
They seem to peak at that point. The rest of us go, we live our lives, we become human beings, some of us musicians, some of us not, whatever the fuck we're going to do. And they peaked at fucking 17, 18 years old. That was it. That was their moment.
I never really hated them or really thought about it until just this minute.
Well, I don't hate them.
I never really thought about it.
I think it's fucking sad. I think, I don't know. If you're going to peak somewhere, it shouldn't be at 17. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, fair enough. That makes sense. But I was just too busy with my own problems to really.
Wow. I'm sorry that you're so above us, John.
No. I'm
and
not.
You aren't worrying about lingering fucking high school dramas.
I do remember the dude that would go to school in a Porsche. I couldn't drive it.
Well, we didn't have a Porsche. Our rich kid had a fucking an IROC. Oh, it was so nice.
The thing I didn't like about that one guy, he ended up being a decent dude later, was that he didn't like it because they would count if I had enough clothes to wear for a whole week. You know what I mean? If I wore the same thing twice and shit like that. And even though I washed it and everything else, I didn't have enough clothes to wear on. You know what I mean? And that made me insecure. Plus, you're already going through adolescence. You're already going through that type of shit. And the guy was probably just kidding with me. You know what I mean?
No. He was belittling you and being a piece of shit. But that's fine.
Yeah.
There's this great fucking, this Lester Bangs line. I don't even know if it's a really Lester Bangs line, but it's in the movie Almost Famous. And the gentleman who died from the heroin overdose, whose name I don't remember, played Lester Bangs in that movie. Mm-hmm. And he says, don't worry, you'll see them all again on their long journey to the middle. And that's like poignant.
That's
like
deep.
They're not going to do anything. They're going to the middle. They're just going to get fat. And like, here's it mathematically, right?
Yeah.
It's 2022. I graduated high school in 1993. Next year is technically my 30-year anniversary, right? Now, my name legally now is Vex. It was not Vex when I was a teenager. So no one's going to find me and send me a documentation. Plus, I don't live in the same fucking house and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Have a whole thing happening. But anyway, there's more. You know Lee Majors?
Yes, 6PDM.
Lee Majors, who is now my neighbor, lived somewhere else, I don't know, 10 years ago, right? 7 years ago. His neighbor was one of my high school bullies. I know that face you're making that they can't see on the podcast.
Are you, take a picture of it. Are you kidding me?
No.
Really?
So I got to like catch up and find out where this guy is. Mm-hmm. And he's really fat. And he married the same chick. I knew a girl who was my friend in like 1988 and 89. So like she was my friend. It was her and this girl, Corinne. They were friends. And me and my friends would hang out with them. Nothing romantic. We were friends. And the girl in question was a year older than me. Mm-hmm. So I graduated 8th grade in 89. Mm-hmm. And I went into high school 89, 90. She graduates in 88 and goes in 88 and 89, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So in high school, we keep tabs, but it's not like it was because she's a little older.
Right, freshman, it's hard to even...
And I meet this kid. Or no, she meets this kid who's in my grade in school. And they become a thing. He married her. He's been with the same bitch for 32 years. 32 years with the same broad, and he's my age. And so, and he's fat, and they have a bunch of daughters, and I hear he's fucking miserable. Like, they're fucking miserable. And I'm like, yeah, good for you.
When you say miserable, you mean like you just...
I heard, and I don't know this to be true, okay, that she's a fantastic cunt. Like, she just... hates him and belittles him and is mean to him, and they're both so crazy.
Making him like a cuckold. Was that where you came up?
No, it's not. No, that's not what she's doing. Don't say that. That's not an accurate sentence. That don't say that.
Sorry.
Don't say that. He fucking... I heard that they both ostracized their families away from their kids. I knew her parents. They were really nice fucking people, and they won't talk to them. So their grandkids don't get to see the grandparents anymore because they're fucking mad at their parents. How fucked up is that? They're like twisty people, and they're like probably like what's that word? Not cohabited. Like they're on each other in a negative way. Codependent and fucked up and mangled. Like, granted, I obviously can't keep a marriage together. I am not in delusion land, but I'll tell you this, Johnny Zero. When I go home tonight,
well, you've been through a lot.
My house is peaceful. There's no drama. It's a nice home. Yeah. It's clean. I get in my giant bed in front of my giant TV, and I just go.
I have no idea. He's telling you the truth.
And I drift off to sleep. And this guy has to go home to his C-U-N-T wife, who hates him. And I could see being married to somebody for 30 years, I'm hating him. But, dude, they're not married 30 years. They've been dating since 1990. That means they've only fucked each other.
And it's probably the same argument the whole time.
But could you... Well, I don't agree. But could you fathom only fucking one person your entire life? Like, this isn't the 40s. Like, dude, I can't believe, knock on wood, I don't have HIV. Hold on, knock on some shit. Like, they told me in the 90s, if you had sex, you have the AIDS. Guess who doesn't have AIDS? I don't. And I fucked everybody. All these girls. Man, I went everywhere. I traveled. I did all kinds of shit. I took risks. I did bad things. No HIV. I only had one STD ever, and my girlfriend gave it to me, and that was in the fucking early 90s. I fell for that shit.
Yeah, you know, I understand. I get paranoid about that shit.
And she convinced me that I gave it to her. I was like that today. I was laying on my couch in my house, and I was like, that bitch got me. Like, I almost want to find her on Facebook and be like, you know you gave me the disease, right? And then you made it my fault, and I fell for that shit because I'm stupid.
Maybe I'm trying to write chick yet.
Oh, man, I found a bunch of them. At this point, brother, it's probably me. And I'm okay with that shit. Like, I'm not like, oh, poor me. I have a nice life. Like, don't get some delusion twisty here. Vex is fine. All I'm trying to say is, and I'm trying to, like, illustrate this. This guy, Lee Majors, knew my bully. And now my bully's a fat guy with a wife he fucking despises. With, like, four kids. Four fucking kids, man. No, they're his. Don't say that.
Oh, they said they weren't.
What is wrong with you? I'm going to say this for a 15th time. They've only been together since 1990. Okay. Who else's kids could they possibly be? They're his fucking kids. Okay. Stop saying things I didn't say. Otaze. Just fucking pay attention. It's not that hard. God damn it. Yeah. Ruin my story. Story time with VexX. But yeah. Yes? Nothing. Not going to talk now? Now you're mad at me.
I'm trying to let you tell your story. I'm listening. I just
my story's over, and then you're like, the kids aren't his. Why would you say that?
Because you said something earlier, and I might have mixed it too.
Well, I didn't say it earlier. I said they've been together since 1990. Okay. So mathematically, it's his fucking kids.
Are they all girls?
Yep. So you live with five women in your house.
So he didn't get an heir.
Who cares? That's not real.
That does matter.
It doesn't matter.
Your man, it's important you have
No, it isn't. It does not matter. None of this matters. You ever hear that whole physics thing that we're all connected anyway?
Yes, I understand that, but I'm saying to people. I'm not saying this is.
Well, no, I think to old-fashioned people, maybe, but it's not a thing. It's not a thing. Do you know? All right, real quick. Today's April 9th, 2022. Do you know who died a year ago today?
April 9th, 2022. No, I don't.
DMX, the rapper.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Fucking guy was like the AC/DC of. Fucking hip hop, dude. He's good.
And you know what? To end the show, I'm gonna play a DMX song. And this is one I love. You ready? This is fucked up. Listen to this. Hey, yo, fuck y'all niggas. That's fucked up. I love DMX. I always love DMX. Only did 3 mil. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode number 134 of the Vex on Vex podcast. Johnny Zero, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, guys.
The Vex on Vex podcast is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud Unloaded Network. And this is VexX telling you to.
We're watching this
and this is VexX telling you to stay frosty.